The late Grace Scheibel had one of the largest collections of art and craft devoted to polar bears in the state, if not the world. Before she passed away last month, Scheibel opened her collection to the University of Alaska Museum of the North for an exhibition called Polar Passion. The museum also asked local painter and dean of UAF's College of Liberal Arts, Todd Sherman, if he'd paint a landscape with a polar bear in it where visitors could pose for a selfie. Sherman says he understands the idea because the bear has haunted him for years.
Ever since I've been a kid, and I was born up here in Alaska, ever since I've been a kid, I've had dreams about bears. They're not warm and cuddly to most Alaskans. They are something to be respectful of and sometimes feared.
Sherman has been painting the scene in the museum's lobby when he has time. What was going to be one bear has grown into many. And he says his venture has drawn questions from visitors and colleagues alike.
Because as Paul Lehrer, the Dean of College of Natural Science and Mathematics, asked me, is a bear going to be on ice? I said, yes. Then he goes, oh, so it's fiction. And I think he's referring to global warming and the lack of ice.
Indeed, as Sherman notes, the polar bear has become the poster species for global climate change. And it's that new role, says the museum's mammals collection manager, Aaron Gunderson, that should provoke visitors who come to view images of the charismatic animal.
With their shrinking habitat due to global warming and their listing as threatened under the Endangered Species Act, adds a bit of urgency to our preservation of the species, our understanding of the species.
Gunderson hopes that the museum's combination of art and science will deliver a deeper appreciation of an animal that stalks our collective imagination. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.